For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Hi, it's the Reading Bug. And I wanted to let you know that today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by my friend, author John Stahl, and his hilarious picture book, Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays, which is also illustrated by Teague Bentley. Please help support great authors and purchase Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore. And, for a limited time, author-signed copies of Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays are available from our store or thereadingbug.com. Order online and request a signed copy today.
Hello, reader. Welcome back to another episode of Reading Bug Adventures. This week, it's a bonus full-story episode of our dragon adventure. And it's also our very last episode of the season. But don't worry, we'll be writing and recording new music and stories and expect to be back for more Reading Bug Adventures in the spring. Thank you for listening. Reading Bug Adventures is created, written, and produced by The Reading Bug, our family-owned children's bookstore, and made possible by our sponsors and all of you. To help support us, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/readingbugadventures or shop online with us at thereadingbug.com and readingbugbox.com. Our podcast is mixed and mastered by the awesome team at Resonate Recordings. Thank you for all of your excellent work. Okay, reader, are you ready for another adventure with me in the Reading Bug? Then what are we waiting for? Let's fly! It's time for a Reading Bug adventure!
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Hi, reader. It's so wonderful to see you again. I've been looking forward to our next adventure together all week. And thank you for joining me here today at the Reading Bug Bookstore in San Carlos, California. I'm not sure where the Reading Bug is or what she's up to, but she's asked us to join her here. So, here we are. She said she needed to see us right away. But I don't see that bug anywhere, do you? Let's walk into the bookstore together and see if we can find her. Reading Bug! Reading Bug, are you in here? Where do you think she could be? Reader, have you ever been to our bookstore before? Let me show you around while we wait for the Reading Bug to meet us. Here in front of us is where we have all our picture books on display. There's a huge selection, and if you ask any of our store employees, they'll be sure to recommend their favorites. We have these big wooden trees all around the store. They're made to look like a forest in a pop-up book, and the one in the middle is signed by all the authors and illustrators who come to visit. See? And here, if we follow the dotted path beneath our feet, it will take us through the store to our event space in the back, stopping at all the book sections on the way. Follow me. Maybe the Reading Bug is back here. Here's a section with all the fairy tales, nursery rhymes, and classic stories like Charlotte's Web, The Wizard of Oz, and The Secret Garden. Oh, and here's a whole shelf filled with books about animals. Over here is the cars, planes, and trains section. And here, you can see books about pirates, knights, and dragons. Oh, no! Look, reader! What's happened here? A bunch of the books are off the shelf, and they're on the floor in a pile. Strange. It looks like all the books on the floor are about dragons. Look! There's A Friend for Dragon by Dave Pilkey. And there's A Dragon in Your Book by Tom Fletcher. And over there is Donuts and Dragons by Dee Leone. And How to Train Your Dragon by Cressida Cowell. I wonder who could have made this mess.
Lauren? Reader? Is that you?
Reading Bug? Is that you? Where are you? We can hear you, but we can't see you. Are you buried underneath all these books? Oh, are you okay?
Oh, yes, Lauren. I'm perfectly fine. See? I was just trying to find a book about baby dragons.
You mean you made this mess? You know you can't just go around knocking books off their shelves. Someone's going to have to clean up after you.
I know, and I'm sorry, Lauren, but it's really, really, really important.
It's important that you learn about baby dragons?
Yes, before it's too late.
Too late? I don't understand, Reading Bug.
Look!
Look? At what? Oh, my! Reader, look! Is that an egg in the middle of the bookstore floor? It's definitely shaped like an egg. But other than that, it doesn't look like any egg I've ever seen before. It has beautiful red, blue, and purple stripes. And it sparkles in the light, as if it were covered in glitter. And it's big. Really big. Bigger than a watermelon. What do you think it could be, Reader? And if it is an egg, what kind of egg is it?
It is really beautiful, isn't it? And think about it. What kind of animals lay eggs?
Well, birds lay eggs. Chickens and ducks and, remember from our trip to Antarctica? Penguins, too. But I don't know any birds that are big enough to lay an egg as big as a watermelon. Not even an ostrich's egg is that big.
Very good. But you're right. I don't think it's a bird egg. Did you know that reptiles also lay eggs? Baby crocodiles and iguanas, and even Komodo dragons all hatch from eggs. And I did find this egg here when I got to the store this morning, right under the section marked Princesses, Princes, Knights, and Dragons.
Reading Bug, are you saying that you think this is a dragon egg?
Well, Lauren, whatever kind of egg it is, I don't think we'll have to wait very long to find out.
What do you mean, Reading Bug? How can you tell?
Listen, do you hear that tapping? I think that whatever is inside this egg is about to come out.
Oh, Reading Bug, you're right. Look, there's a tiny red beak sticking out of a crack in the top of the egg. Something is definitely hatching. Everyone stand back. If it is a dragon, we don't want to get singed by its fiery breath or bitten by its sharp teeth.
Oh, wow. The baby animal is pushing more pieces of the eggshell away, and now we can see its entire beautiful pink, glittery head. It has enormous brown eyes and a cute long snout.
Cute? I'm not so sure. With every breath the animal takes, I can see a little bit of smoke and sparks rising out of its nose. Reading Bug, I think you're right. That's a baby dragon.
It sure is. It's completely out of the egg now. Look, Reader. It's so beautiful. There are red, blue, and purple stripes running across its entire body. And it has two tiny glittery gold wings sticking out of its back. There are silver spikes running down its head and back, kind of like a horse's mane. And it has a pointy red beak at the very end of its mouth.
It's about the size of a medium-sized dog. Not so huge, but it's definitely a dragon. Quickly, Reading Bug, what are we going to do? We can't let this dragon destroy the bookstore or attack us. We need to do something, and quickly. What did you learn about baby dragons before the egg hatched?
Nothing.
Nothing? In all these books you pulled down off the shelves, you learned nothing?
Well, yeah. I couldn't find anything about caring for a newly hatched dragon. And then, well, I got caught up in a really good story for a bit and...
Reading Bug? Reader? Shh! Stay very, very quiet. That little dragon is looking right at us.
Lauren, I don't think we have anything to be afraid of. Look how cute those big brown baby dragon eyes are. And I don't think this dragon is old enough to have any sharp, pointy dragon teeth. Come on, let's move a little closer. I think the dragon may be more afraid of us than we are of it.
Okay, Reading Bug, but let's be careful. That dragon still may be able to breathe fire, and we have no idea where its mommy is.
I have a feeling we'd know if a great big mama dragon was nearby. Come on, follow me. It's okay, little one. We're friends. You don't need to be scared. Oh no, look! The baby dragon is crying!
Big glittery teardrops are streaming out of the dragon's eyes and splashing onto the floor below. Oh, poor little thing. It's okay. Are you lost, maybe? Where's your mommy?
That must be it. This is a little lost baby dragon, Lauren. Her egg must have tumbled out of one of the books on the shelf and onto the bookstore floor.
What makes you so certain she came from one of the storybooks, Reading Bug?
Well, Lauren, everyone has a story, don't they? And every story has a structure that includes three basic elements. A beginning, a middle, and an end. Here, take a look at this book. The Usborne Write Your Own Storybook by Louis Stowell. Inside, it says that all stories need a beginning, a middle, and an end. The author says you can think of your story as a mountain. At the beginning, you introduce your characters and the setting. As you climb up the mountain, something happens to your characters to start the action. And at the top of the mountain, something goes wrong. A mystery, problem, dramatic event, or a disagreement. When you resolve the problem, you start your descent down the other side of the mountain. And when you reach the bottom, you tie up the threads of the story, and in a lot of stories, there is a happy ending. Lots of stories have more than one problem, so you may climb more than one mountain peak before you get to the end.
But what does that have to do with our dragon friend here?
You mean Sparkles?
Sparkles?
Yes. I'm naming her Sparkles because of her glittery golden wings and sparkly tears. Sparkles was only at the beginning of her story. She hadn't even hatched yet. We've got to find a way to get her back so that she can complete her story arc.
Oh, wow, that sounds really exciting, doesn't it, reader? But how are we going to do it? There are thousands of books with thousands of stories in the bookstore. How do we know which one belongs to Sparkles?
By going on a really special adventure together, using my magic book bag, and all of our imaginations, of course. We'll need to get Sparkles into as many dragon stories as we can to see which one is the right one for her. What do you think? Want to join me?
We're always excited to join you on an adventure, aren't we, reader? But showing up uninvited in the middle of a bunch of dragon stories sounds pretty dangerous, doesn't it? What do you think? Should we join the Reading Bug and help Sparkles find her story? Okay, Reading Bug, we're in. But I'm not really sure how all of this is going to work.
Don't worry, Lauren. You can leave that to me. But first, let's make sure we're all stretched out and ready for this unique and exciting adventure.
Oh, of course. Reading Bug, we need to stretch out our bodies to get ready for whatever story awaits us. Let's all stretch out together. Everybody stand up, unless you're buckled into your car, and wiggle your fingers and toes. Are you wiggling? Great. Now, stretch your arms up high over your head. Perfect.
Stretch up high, touch the sky, crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side, let's get ready to go. Stretch up high, touch the sky, crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side, now we're ready to go.
Ooh-wee, I feel great. Thanks, Lauren. Okay, everyone, time to get going. This little dragon needs to find her story.
Reader, did you remember to bring crayons and paper with you? I don't know what kinds of exciting things we're going to see on our search for Sparkle's story, but you'll definitely want to draw some pictures along the way. If all dragons are as beautiful and colorful as Sparkle's here, we'll need to use a lot of different colors in our drawings today. Just like the illustrations in our favorite books, pictures are how we'll remember our adventure today and share it with friends and family. I'll play some coloring music at the end of the adventure for you to color to, but you can color anything you want at any time. And if you ever need more time, just pause our adventure.
Okay, are we ready to go? You too, Sparkles. Great! Then what are we waiting for? Magic book bag, por favor, take us on a dragon tour. We'll explore the stories with our friend to help her find her happy end.
Look, reader, it's working. The Reading Bug's magic book bag is opening up bigger and bigger, big enough to fit us all inside. And there are pictures, words, and music swirling all around in there from all the dragon books the Reading Bug has been reading. Oh, I see all kinds of dragons. Great big ones and little itty bitty ones. Some have wings like Sparkles, and some walk on the ground. Yikes! and some of them have fire coming out of their noses and mouths. They're also all different colors. Some are red, and others are pink, yellow, blue, green, polka-dotted, and striped. What kinds of dragons do you see, reader? I have a feeling this is going to be a very exciting adventure.
Okay, is everybody ready? Great. On the count of three, jump into the book bag with me. One, two, three, jump!
Let's jump inside our book bag. What will we find there? Imaginations run away. What's in our book bag? Our trusty book bag. What will we learn about today?
Wow! I feel completely weightless in here, like I'm floating in midair, just above the bookstore floor. All the colors and pictures are floating around my head, and whoa, I'm getting pretty dizzy. I'm not sure what's happening, but boy, do I feel strange. It feels like my skin is getting tighter and my toes are getting all tingly. Reader, reading bug, I think we're shrinking.
That's right, Lauren. We need to be small enough to squeeze into the stories in the bookstore. So the magic book bag is making everyone smaller and smaller. Hang on, it'll only take a little bit longer.
Oh, wow! We're still shrinking! Reading bug, how much smaller do we need to get?
Almost there. Just a little bit more.
Oh, wow! That was a wild ride. But the flashing lights and the words and pictures in the book bag have stopped. I think we've landed. I can't say I ever want to do that again. Oh, that's right! Sparkles! We've got to get you back to your story. Come on, let's go! Everyone out of the book bag. Reader, look up! The bookshelves all around us are as tall as skyscrapers now, stretching high up into the sky. And each book scattered on the floor next to us is as big as a house. This could be dangerous. If something falls, we could all be squashed flat. Follow me, but carefully, and we'll try to find Sparkle's story together. Keep your eye out for any stories that look like they might be missing a baby dragon.
Lauren, reader, look. This book looks like it might fit. The dragon on the cover has a pointy beak at the end of his mouth, just like Sparkles.
You're right. Look at that huge dragon. He's red and lying on his back. What does the title of the book say? It's so big it makes it difficult to read. Dragons love tacos? Dragons love tacos? Is that right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's by Adam Rubin and illustrated by Daniel Salmieri. And it's so, so funny. In it, we learn that to make friends with a dragon, tacos are key. Because dragons love... Oh, well, why don't we just see for ourselves? Follow me.
See for ourselves? Follow you into the book?
Yeah, we need to see if dragons love tacos is Sparkle's story.
But how?
Just open the cover. Here, help me lift. Great work. Now walk on in.
Walk? Okay, but... Whoa! Reader, look! Just like that, we're inside the story. Everything all around looks kind of burned up, doesn't it, Reader? And it smells really, really smoky. I wonder what happened here. Whatever it was, it definitely wasn't good. This place is a mess!
Hey, what are you doing here?
Look, Reader! It's a young boy! He's walking this way!
I said, what are you doing here? This is my story!
Oh, hello! I'm Lauren, and this is the Reading Bug and our reader friend. We don't mean to disturb you, but we're looking for our friend Sparkle's story and thought this might be it. You see, Sparkles is a dragon.
A dragon, eh? Well, you're in the right place then. Things are a little scorched in here at the moment, but you're welcome to stick around and help us get things fixed up. And if you got a dragon, I've got just the thing for her. Tacos! Dragons love tacos. We've got lots of dragons around here, and they all love tacos. Whoa! Heads up! Incoming!
Lauren, Reader, Sparkles, get out of the way! There's a dragon heading this way, and he's breathing fire everywhere!
Quickly, hide behind this table with me, now!
Sorry about that. Dragons love tacos, but never, and I mean never, let them eat the ones with spicy salsa. That's a recipe for disaster. Your little dragon is really cute. Here you go, little guy. How about a taco? I promise this one is really mild.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. Sparkles hasn't had anything to eat. Go ahead and take a bite, Sparkles. If all dragons love tacos, then surely this is your story. And this is where you belong.
Lauren, Reader, look! Sparkles is sticking out her tongue and turning away from the taco. I don't think she loves tacos. In fact, it looks like she doesn't even like tacos.
Amazing! A dragon that doesn't love tacos? I've never heard of such a thing. Lauren, Reader, Reading Bug, if this dragon doesn't love tacos, then I'm afraid to say, I don't think this is her story after all. I'm really sorry.
Oh no! I guess this means we'll need to move on, doesn't it? I really wish we could stay and eat a few tacos together.
Me too. I'm not a dragon, but I love tacos.
Well, here, take this one to go. Careful, it may be a little spicy. So be sure to keep that one for yourself.
Okay, thank you!
And now, we really need to keep looking for Sparkle's story. This little dragon needs to find a story that's all her own.
That's right. She tumbled out of one of the stories in the bookstore, but this must not be the one. Let's go look for another. Reading Bug, how can we get out of this story and into another one?
Oh, that's easy, Lauren. Just walk to the end of the page with me. Right this way.
Wow, it worked! We're back in the bookstore with a pile of enormous books all around us. And look, there's the Dragons Love Tacos 2 book. Do you think we should hop in there next?
In Dragons Love Tacos 2, there are no more tacos left anywhere in the world, and the dragons decide to travel back in time, just like we do, to before tacos went extinct. It's a great story and really funny. But if Sparkles doesn't love tacos, I don't think that's her story either. Let's keep on looking.
Reading Bug, Reader, stop! Look at this book. There's a big green dragon on the cover, and the dragon's back has red spikes, kind of like the silvery ones on Sparkle's back. Do you think this could be Sparkle's story?
What's the title of the book?
Let me see. It's The Paper Bag Princess by Robert Munsch.
Oh, I know that book. The dragon in that story loves to eat princesses and destroy castles.
Do you really think Sparkles could be a princess-eating, castle-destroying, knight-in-shining-armor-fighting kind of dragon?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Follow me. Let's lift this cover together and climb on into the story.
Okay, Reading Bug. Reader, hurry. Let's help the Reading Bug lift up the cover so we can see if this might be Sparkles' story.
All right, we did it. This way.
Oh, Reading Bug, where are we? This place looks really creepy. It's dark and dingy and wet and kind of stinky. Are we in a cave?
Yes, Lauren, I think we are.
Help me, help me.
Reader, Reading Bug, listen. Did you hear that?
Help me! Help me!
I did! It sounds like a damsel in distress, doesn't it?
I think you're right. Hurry, it's coming from this direction.
Help me! Help me!
Hurry and help me pull the door. One, two, three.
Ah! Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I overheard you talking, and you are right that I am in distress, even though I am definitely not a damsel. My name is Prince Ronald. Yes, that's right, I'm a prince. So please, please, please help me get out of here before that dastardly dragon comes back.
Whoa, 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 slow down. Did you say dragon?
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I said. You'll never believe what happened to me. A dragon smashed Princess Elizabeth's castle, burned all her clothes with his fiery breath, and carried me off to his cave here.
A castle-smashing, prince-stealing dragon. We must be in the right story now. My name is Lauren, and this is the Reading Bug, and our reader friend. And this is Sparkles.
A dragon! Watch out! Stay back! Eek! Go away! Go away!
Hey, be nice. Sparkles won't harm you.
Ew, but she's so dragon-y. She's a monster.
Now that's not very nice at all. Reading Bug, reader, look. Sparkles isn't threatening this prince at all. She's not smashing anything or burning his clothes with her fiery breath.
Yeah, she's not gnashing her teeth or bashing anything with her tail. She's just sitting here, as calm as can be, while this mean prince calls her names.
Don't listen to him, Sparkles. You're beautiful, and you're kind, and you're our friend.
First, Princess Elizabeth shows up here wearing a disgusting, dirty paper bag, and now you, with a dangerous dragon friend? What is going on?
I think I've heard enough. Reading Bug, reader, Sparkles, let's go. This is clearly not your story. If you were a fighting dragon like the one in this book, then you definitely would have eaten this mean prince already.
Wait, go? You're not going to leave me here, are you?
Come on, let's go find another story. Follow me.
Wait, wait. No, don't go. Not again.
Out of another book, but nowhere closer to finding Sparkle's story. Reading Bug, what should we do?
I, for one, am glad you're not a mean castle-stomping dragon, Sparkles. In Paper Bag Princess, the dragon is big and mean and delights in causing mayhem. But thankfully, the Paper Bag Princess, Elizabeth, outsmarts him, wearing only a paper bag. Come on, I'm sure Sparkle's story is nearby.
Well, it looks like Sparkles know where she's going next. Look, she's already lifting the cover and climbing into a book over there. It's My Father's Dragon by Ruth Stiles Gannett.
Quickly, let's follow her in. My Father's Dragon is a classic book that was written more than 60 years ago. The book is comprised of three stories that are all connected. I wonder which story we've entered.
Oh, wow. Look, this sure is different. It looks like we're on an island, but it's hard to be sure because everything here is black and white. Except for us, that is. Sparkle's pink head, red, blue, and purple stripes, and glittery gold wings and silver spikes don't fit in this book at all.
You're right, Lauren. This simply can't be Sparkle's story. We're going to need to try again. Follow me to the edge of the page, and let's get back to looking for more dragon stories. Great job!
Okay, back in the bookstore once again, and we still haven't found Sparkle's story. How strange. So far, we've learned that Sparkles does not love tacos, and that she's completely uninterested in battling princes or other dragons.
She's also much, much too colorful for the black and white illustrations in My Father's Dragon.
But that means that none of these books are her story then, right? How can that be? You said that everyone has a story, didn't you, Reading Bug?
That's right. Or at least, I thought that was right. I guess we just haven't found Sparkles. Yet.
What's that book over there? Just behind you. It's underneath a couple of other books, but the colorful cover is sticking out just a little. It looks promising.
It sure does. Here, help me lift the cover, and we can take a look inside. This is going to be extra heavy because of the other books on top. Ready to lift with me, reader? Okay. One, two, three, lift!
We did it! Quickly, in we go! Where are we? Look around, reader. It looks like we're on a clean white page with no words and no illustrations.
Uh-oh, Lauren. Reader, I'm not sure this is a dragon book after all. Look over there on the next page. There's something heading this way. It's big, it's blue, and it's hairy. Very hairy. And one of its eyes is bigger than the other. I think that's a monster!
Reading Bug, wait! It may be a monster, but look! He's smiling and waving to us as he approaches. Don't run off just yet. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hello there. Hi, welcome. What are you doing here?
Hello. We're just looking for a story for this poor lost dragon, but clearly we're in the wrong place. I'm so sorry to disturb you. We were just leaving. We're looking for stories about dragons, not monsters.
Wait! Stop! Don't go! This is a story about dragons. You're in Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays by John Stahl and Teague Bentley. How can I help?
Well, like I said, we're in search of a story.
A story? Easy. Here you go. Once upon a time. The end.
That's not a story. A real story has to have a cast of characters and a plot.
Okay, I'll add a baby dragon and a bug. Now, the plot of my story is that the baby dragon eats the bug.
The dragon eats the bug? No. That's no good. No one wants a story about dragons eating cute little bugs like me.
Sure they do.
Did you hear that? I don't think Sparkles wants to be in a story where she eats anyone either. Thanks for your offer to help, but this clearly isn't Sparkles' story either. Come on, Reader and Reading Bug, let's go try another one.
Wait! It's okay if Sparkles doesn't want to eat anybody. I shouldn't be writing her story anyway. Sparkles should write her own story. No one should have to fit into a story that's been written by someone else. Sparkles, just start with Once Upon a Time and let your imagination run wild.
Once upon a time can begin an adventure. Once upon a time can start your biography. When you close your eyes and open your imagination, you can be anything, anywhere, anytime you want to be. What's your story? Tell me what comes to your mind. What's your story? Let your imagination unwind. You can write it all down or tell it out loud from your heart. Sometimes the challenge is finding the right place to start. Others may tell you to stick to the rule book. Others may tell you to draw between the lines. Rules and lines may all have their places, but what's in your story is yours to find.
Sparkles, did you hear that?
Once upon a time can begin an adventure. Once upon a time can start your biography. When you close your eyes and open your imagination, you can be anything, anywhere, anytime you want to be. What's your story? Tell me what comes to your mind. What's your story? Let your imagination unwind. You can write it all down or tell it out loud from your heart. Sometimes the challenge is finding the right place to start. You can rip out a blank page and write your own story. You can choose all your colors and pick your own plot.
Your friends can help shape it, but no one can tell you what you can be and what you cannot.
Once upon a time can begin an adventure. Once upon a time can start your biography. When you close your eyes and open your imagination, you can be anything, anywhere, anytime you want to be. What's your story?
Reader, you heard the monster. We shouldn't be searching for someone else's story to fit Sparkles into. She should be writing her own story, and we can help her. I'm going to pause our adventure for a brief message about today's sponsor. Don't go anywhere. The Reading Bug and I will be right back in just 1 minute. Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures was sponsored by author John Stahl and his hilarious picture book, Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays, which is also illustrated by Teague Bentley.
Hello, Lauren.
Reading Bug? What in the world is hanging out of your mouth?
Oh, oops. I just ate a huge bowl of noodles in the honor of my favorite new picture book, Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays by John Stahl.
Well, I guess that's one way to celebrate a new book in your collection.
Yes, it is. Lauren, this book is hilarious. In it, two monsters argue about how the story should go. Oh, and there's a hungry dragon nearby who's got some opinions, too.
Oh my, just like our dragon adventure, they need to figure out what makes a good story.
That's right, Lauren. It's a really funny book that teaches you about storytelling, and I'm proud to recommend it to all our listeners. You can purchase Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays by John Stahl and illustrated by Teague Bentley at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore. Thank you to John Stahl for his support. And thanks to all of our individual sponsors as well. If you're interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Hi, reader. Welcome back. I'm so glad you joined me in the Reading Bug again. We've got a lot of work to do together on our adventure today. Remember that we found a mysterious egg on the floor of the Reading Bug bookstore and saw a beautiful baby dragon hatch right out of it in front of our eyes.
That's right. We decided she must have fallen out of one of the stories in the bookstore. So we used my magic book bag to make us itty-bitty, and we climbed into some books about dragons, hoping to find a story that was missing a baby dragon.
But we couldn't find any that fit. Through our adventures, we learned that our dragon does not love tacos and that she's completely uninterested in fighting princes or smashing castles.
We also learned that she's much, much too colorful for the black and white illustrations in My Father's Dragon.
But then, we met a friendly monster while we were exploring the pages of Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays. And he said that Sparkles needed to write her own story and told her to get it started with Once Upon a Time. Reader, did you write Sparkle's story when you were away? I received a lot of great stories, and you can find them all at thereadingbug.com/adventures/dragon. But now, we've got to get Sparkles and help her write her own story so we can all see how this adventure ends. Isn't that right, Sparkles? Sparkles? Oh no! Where is she?
Lauren, Reading Bug, Reader, I'm here! I'm here!
Sparkles, is that you? You've gotten bigger. And you can talk.
That's right. I've found my voice. Can all of you understand my words now?
Yes, I can hear you very clearly now. What happened?
Well, I did exactly what that monster from Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays suggested. I closed my eyes and let my imagination run wild, and the words just started to flow.
That's wonderful, Sparkles! So you've started to write your own story then, just like our reader friend did.
Oh, yes, indeed. And I really like the way it's starting out.
I can't wait to read it. The monster from Dragons Eat Noodles on Tuesdays told us that every story needs characters and a plot. Do you already have characters in your story, Sparkles?
Of course. That part was easy. Even though we didn't find my story in part one, I did make some amazing friends.
You did? Who?
The three of you, of course. You found me, helped me search for my story, and kept me company on my adventure. I'm excited to share my story with you.
That's so kind of you, Sparkles. We're happy to share your story, too.
That's right. It'll be a one-of-a-kind story that's all your own, Sparkles. And we're glad to be part of it. Can we hear your story so far?
Yes, of course you can. Once upon a time can begin an adventure, so naturally my story starts with...
Once upon a time!
Once upon a time, in the Reading Bug bookstore, a brilliant colored dragon's egg was found on the floor. It shook and rocked and quaked and cracked and shimmied all about until a brightly colored baby dragon quickly tumbled out.
Oh, wow! Great start! What does the baby dragon look like, Sparkles?
She looks like me, silly! The baby dragon is me!
Oh, right. Of course. Continue.
I fluffed my wings and stretched my legs and gave a tiny roar, eager to begin my story, eager to explore. But this dragon did not know from where her egg had come. I didn't have a name or friends, a daddy or a mom. I was so all alone and frightened, trying not to cry, until three fearless friends appeared before my very eyes.
And that's us, reader. Oh, how I love listening to stories about me. Don't you?
We traveled through the books with the hope that we'd discover the family that I'd lost, my father and my mother. But after our adventure, we were all forced to admit that not a single book we'd found had been a perfect fit. And that's it. That's all I've written. I don't know what comes next.
That's great, Sparkles. It's got a terrific beginning. But we can't stop there. You're just getting started.
That's right. We're still at the very bottom of your story mountain. You've got a great beginning, but something needs to happen to your characters in order to start the action.
And then there needs to be at least one conflict or problem where something goes wrong. A mystery or dramatic moment, and an end where the problem is resolved. And you can go on to live happily ever after.
That's right. And we'll stick right here by your side until you find your happily ever after, Sparkles.
I know. But I'm completely stumped. Can you help?
Sure we can, Sparkles. In Writing with Rosie, You Can Write a Story Too, author Patricia Riley Giff says you can get started by taking a character, putting your character in a location or setting, and presenting her with a problem. You've already got a character. You. But you're going to need to add a place and a problem if you want your story to continue. Got any ideas?
Let's see. A place.
It can be anywhere. Reader, where would you place your story if you were Sparkles?
Anywhere? Well, then, how about in a cave? Yes, my story takes place in a great big cave. One thing I know for sure is that dragons love caves. And if my story takes place in a cave, then maybe there'll be some other dragons nearby for me to meet.
I love it. Okay, let's add it to the story.
Deep inside a massive cave.
Oh, this sounds great.
Glittering with gold. I love sparkly things, so the cave should definitely be filled with gold.
I love sparkly things too.
Wonderful. So, deep inside a massive cave glittering with gold, the tale of this dragon and her fearless friends was told.
Reading Bug, Reader, look! The scenery all around us is changing. We're no longer in the Reading Bug bookstore. We're inside an enormous, beautiful cave. The walls are glittering with enormous gold nuggets. There are large rock formations sticking out of the bottom of the cave and stretching towards the top.
Those are called stalagmites, Lauren. And the ones that start at the top of the cave and stretch toward the floor are called stalactites.
That's right, Reading Bug. And there's light shining into the cave and reflecting off the gold all around us. It's coming in through a large hole in the ceiling.
It must be daytime outside, because the sun is shining in on us. Everything around us is glittering. It's magical. And listen, I hear something. Water, maybe? It sounds like a fountain or a waterfall pouring into a pool of water somewhere nearby. Great job, Sparkles. You did it. Now we've got a setting for your story. And what an impressive setting, too. A beautiful, magical setting befitting a beautiful, magical dragon like yourself. Lauren, Reader, Sparkles, deep inside this cave, we're like spelunkers. That's what people are called who explore caves. Spelunk comes from the Latin word for cave.
Oh, I sure wish the spelling bee were here with us. She'd love that word. And I have no idea how to spell it. It sure is incredible down here. But we're not going to get any further up your story mountain if we just stand here. Come on, follow me, fellow spelunkers. Let's go exploring. This cave must go on for miles and miles and miles.
Okay. Reader, Sparkles, let's go. Hey, look. I was right. There's a waterfall up ahead, just outside the mouth of the cave. Let's go take a closer look.
Wait. Stop. Can you hear that?
Hear what, Sparkles?
That. Listen. It sounds like a low rumble. And I can feel the ground beneath me starting to shake. Can't you?
You're right. I do feel it. Do you, Reader? It feels like when a train passes nearby, or when an airplane begins to take off, doesn't it? I wonder what it could be.
Sparkles, what was it you said when you decided to set your story in a giant cave? You said that if your cave was enormous, then maybe...
There would be other dragons nearby!
Reader, look! It's a whole thunder of dragons galloping right this way! They look a lot like Sparkles, but they're all much, much bigger.
If we don't get out of the way quickly, we'll be trampled for sure. We need to run.
No, wait. I think that may be my family. Look, each dragon has a pink head and red beak, just like me. They have red, purple, and blue stripes across their bodies, just like me. And they each have silver spikes down their necks and backs, and pulchritudinous sparkly gold wings. Just like me!
Pulchritudinous? What on earth does pulchritudinous mean?
Why, it's another fancier word for pretty or beautiful, of course. I thought I was all alone, but each and every one of those dragons is just like me. It must be my family. Hello? Hello? Stop! Stop! Please!
Well, 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 what do we have here? Is this a new neighbor who's moved into our neighborhood?
Well, yes. Yes. I've just moved into the neighborhood to begin my own story among other dragons like me.
Other dragons like you? These scrawny friends of yours hardly look like us, although they do look delicious. And what's that? A bug?
No, no, no. These aren't snacks. They're my friends.
Friends? Oh, no. A dragon's only friends are other dragons. Listen, kid, you may look a little like us, but maybe you're not a dragon.
No. No, I am. I promise. I have to be a dragon or else... What am I? If I'm not one of you, then I'm nothing. A nobody. Watch. Let me prove it to you. I'm just like you.
Prove you're a dragon like us? Oh, great. Sure. This should be loads of fun.
We set off to adventure and explore the sights nearby, when suddenly a thundering horde of dragons dimmed the sky. Each massive dragon was a sight, a mighty vision to behold, whose multicolored stripes outshined the cave walls lined with gold. I'd never met another creature that looked so much like me. And if I looked like them, I thought, this could be my family. And so, in order to impress this thunder of my kin, I promised them I'd show them just how well I could fit in.
What are you doing?
Sparkles is writing her story.
Sparkles? Sparkles? That's your name? Sparkles?
Yes, that's her name. We named her that because of her beautiful golden wings and sparkly spines along her back.
Quiet, human.
Yeah, Lauren, please. You're not helping.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sparkles. They just weren't being very nice.
Well, what's your name?
I'm Nightwing. This here is Nocturne and Typhoon.
Hey.
Hi.
That's Rondrid. Over there is Heartless and Quaid. You get the idea. No, Flower the Dragon, or Smiles, or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I'm going to call you Little Earthshaker.
Little Earthshaker? Great. Thank you, Nightwing.
Now you still need to prove you belong here. Let's get going.
Lauren, Rear, I think this is the beginning of Sparkle's Story Mountain, the action that sets the story into motion.
Reading Bug, I think you're right. But I'm not sure if we're going to be the main characters or not. We may get eaten before we get to the top of Sparkle's Story Mountain.
Follow us, Little Earthshaker. Now, dragons, let's fly. Nocturne, keep an eye on Little Earthshaker, would you? And grab the humans, too. I'm still deciding whether or not we're going to eat them.
Sure thing, Nightwing.
Hey! Let go of us!
Sorry, can't do that. You're coming with me.
Ack! Reader, he's got us in his enormous dragon claw! I can't get away! Can you?
Fly? Oh, no. But I don't know how. I can't.
Sparkles, Little Earthshaker. Flying is easy once you get the hang of it. Just follow my lead. Stretch out those pretty gold wings of yours. Just like me. And start flapping.
Like this?
Exactly. Keep on flapping. You've almost got it.
Hey, I'm doing it. I'm flying.
You sure are. Great job.
Quiet, human. Let's go catch up with the other dragons.
You made it, Little Earthshaker. Maybe you are one of us after all. We'll soon find out. Ah, look, just up ahead.
Raider, Reading Bug, look. Is that a castle in the distance ahead of us?
It sure is. It's beautiful, with towering spires and an enormous wooden drawbridge. And there's a village full of people and homes and shops surrounding it. It looks a lot like the castle that we visited on our adventure to Camelot.
You're right, Reading Bug. And I think we're heading right for it. As we get nearer, I can see people pointing and running away. Nightwing, where are we going?
Okay, Little Earthshaker, get ready. Time to have a little fun, dragons. Let's pay a visit to our favorite village.
Their favorite village? Are we going shopping or something?
And torch the place. Remember, no one gets hurt. We don't need an order of knights chasing us back to our cave. But let's use our fiery breath to set something ablaze. Ready? Oh, and your new friend here, Little Earthshaker, gets to take the first fiery breath. No one gets to have fun until she shows us her stuff. Little Earthshaker, you're on.
You want me to breathe fire on that village?
Did I stutter? This is what dragons do, Little Earthshaker. Are you one of us or aren't you?
I'm one of you. Of course I am. Okay, here goes.
What's wrong, Sparkle Puff? Can't breathe fire? I'm not sure I even see any smoke.
Oh, no. I can do it. I'm sure I can. Here.
Reader, reading bug, I don't think Sparkles is a fire-breathing dragon after all. Look, she's trying as hard as she can, but there's definitely no fire coming out of her nose or mouth.
But if she can't breathe fire, the other dragon surely won't let her stay. And she'll be devastated if she can't join her family.
And they might decide to eat us, too. We've got to help her.
Lauren, do you still have that to-go taco from the Dragons of Tacos book?
Yes, I do.
Remember, the boy there warned us that it might be spicy. And you remember what happens when dragons eat spicy tacos, don't you?
They breathe fire!
Quick, when I count to three, toss the taco into Sparkle's mouth. And don't miss. You've only got one shot. One, two, three, now!
Look! It worked! Fire!
Wow, that is a lot of fire.
Ouch! My tail! Hey, knock it off! You're singeing my scales!
Singeing his scales? Quiet, Rondred. Stop your whining.
Oh, my beautiful tail!
Great one, little Earthshaker. A little iffy on your aim, but you got Rondred right there in the tail. What a hoot. Hey, everyone, forget about the village named for Rondred's tail.
Ouch! Hey! Stop that! Ow!
Lauren, Reader, Reading Bug, did you see that? I breathed fire!
You sure did. Great job, little Earthshaker.
You can still call me Sparkles. I think it sounds better, don't you? And I did not like breathing fire like that. It felt terrible. And I was afraid I was going to burn that village, too. Do you think it's okay that I don't like doing things that other dragons enjoy?
Of course, Sparkles. This is your story, remember? And I'm sure you'll find some things in common. You just need to get to know each other better.
After trying to fit in, I stopped feeling so sure of all the things I'd been sure of before. These uncomfortable feelings filled me with doubt. Was this what being part of a group was about? I still wanted a thunder where I could belong, but some of the things they enjoyed just felt wrong. How could I make choices that let me be me and still be a part of that big family?
Sparkles, it sounds like this may be a conflict or a problem that you're going to need to solve to get over the top of your story mountain and get to your happy ending.
It does? But how do I solve the problem? I'm not sure Nightwing and the other dragons will like me if I don't let them call me a little Earthshaker and if I don't enjoy doing what they enjoy.
Okay, enough horsing around, everyone. Hurry and land here with me, just on the other side of this great bridge. Great job, dragons. Now, do you remember this bridge? That's right. It's the same one we smashed last month. The villagers just used this bridge to get food and other supplies into their tiny town. And guess what? They just finished rebuilding it after the last time we smashed it to bits. That was good fun. So, what do you think we're going to do today?
Take baths in the river!
Take baths in the... No! You numbskull, we're going to smash the bridge again.
Oh, yeah. Smash the bridge!
That's better. Every one of us will use our powerful tail to smash this bridge to smithereens.
Smash the bridge the villagers use for food and supplies? But why would you do such a thing?
Yeah, the people in the village will go hungry without food, and they'll be cold and dirty without supplies like blankets and clothes and soap.
Yeah, won't it be great?
Great? It's awful!
Cold and hungry villagers can't go around hunting dragons, can they? We've got to show them who's boss around here. Okay, enough blabbing. Let's do this. Oh, but wait. Little Earthshaker here needs to go first.
First? I'm not sure I...
Well, what are you waiting for? Are you one of us or not?
But smashing the bridge wouldn't be...
Swing your dragon tail and let's get this smashing started.
Reader, Reading Bug, Lauren, what should I do? I don't think we should be smashing other people's bridges, especially when they need them for food.
I don't know, Sparkles. Maybe you could just miss? Try swinging your tail and not hitting the bridge, and let's see what happens.
Okay, you think it'll work? Here I go!
Wow! Look at that! Little Earthshaker splashed the water high into the air, and it's shimmering and shining, reflecting her beautiful colors and sparkles. It's beautiful! Well, do it again! Do it again!
It's not beautiful, it's threatening. It's terrifying. Look, the villagers on the other side are watching as she sends massive plumes of water into the air with her tail. Seeing this show of force, they wouldn't dare hunt us. Everyone, tails into the water. Let's make some waves.
Wow, look, reader. It's like a beautiful rainbow of colors and sparkles reflecting off the splashing water.
Let me try. Hey, Nightwing, this is better than smashing bridges, look! And it doesn't even hurt!
Very creative, little Earthshaker. What a show of might. So far, you're fitting in just fine. You're proving to be a dragon through and through, just like the rest of us.
Hey, Rondred, watch this big splash!
Hey!
That's enough. Now, for my favorite part of the day, lunch.
Lunch?
Oh, no. Not you. Yet, anyways. I've got something even tastier in mind. Dragons, follow me. Nocturne, you grab the humans again.
Ouch!
Not too far from here is my favorite lunch spot. Nocturne, you know the place.
Oh, I sure do.
A lunch spot? That doesn't sound too bad, does it, reader? I could sure use a break from all this fire and destruction. I'm getting pretty hungry, too.
Just over the hill here, in the meadow.
Oh, look! Just in front of us is the most beautiful open meadow. It's sunny and full of long green grass and colorful wildflowers. It looks like the perfect place for a picnic. And what else is there? It looks like there are hundreds of large white flowers, too. But the flowers seem to be moving. Could it be the wind? Or my eyes?
It's not your eyes.
Lauren, I think those are bunnies.
Exactamundo. Delicious, tender, fluffy bunnies. Dragons, let's land.
Look how cute these little guys are, Lauren. The meadow is full of them. Small, furry, lovable white bunnies.
Aw, you've got to pet these little creatures. They're as soft as a mother's kiss. And their pretty pink ears feel just like silk.
And when you rub them on their tummies, they chuckle.
Aw, you're right, Lauren. They're hopping all over my toes. And they're so soft to pet.
What was that, little Earthshaker?
Oh, I said, yum?
That's right, you did.
Nightwing, you can't possibly be thinking about eating these bunnies, can you?
Of course I can.
Have you ever considered changing your diet, maybe? You could try cereal for breakfast or grilled cheese sandwiches for lunch. And I hear that dragons eat noodles on Tuesdays, too. There are so many food choices.
Enough, Bug. We're eating bunnies today. We'll eat them like popcorn. They're so small and delicious. We are carnivores, after all. That means we eat meat. You should be thankful these bunnies are so delicious and so plentiful, or we might decide to snack on humans. Or bugs.
No! These are my friends. Please don't eat them.
Enough of this, little Earthshaker. If you're a dragon like us, you'll eat what we eat. And I don't want to hear another word about it. Now's your chance to prove yourself to all the dragons in our thunder. The other dragons and I will wait just over there on the other side of the hill. And while we wait, I want you to scoop up as many bunnies as you can for our lunch. When we return, I hope you'll have a fluffy white pile of those delicious little creatures for us to chomp with our sharp dragon teeth. If you don't even think about returning to our golden cave.
A pile of bunnies?
That's right, a pile taller than you are. See ya. Dragons, follow me.
Yeah! Lauren, reading bug, reader. What can we do? I simply can't capture all of these sweet, cuddly rabbits for those dragons to eat. They haven't done anything wrong.
We could run away while they're not looking. But if we do, those dragons will probably still eat the bunnies. And you won't be able to go back to the pulchritudinous golden cave you imagined. We're going to have to stay and figure out something.
Look at their cute little bunny eyes. I think they're scared of me. Scared of me?
Don't worry, little guys. We'll think of something. Sparkles isn't anything like those other dragons. We're here to help.
That's right. I promise. This meadow, full of all you beautiful, cuddly bunnies, is the most beautiful place I've ever seen. I'm not going to let anything happen to it. Okay. Reading Bug, Lauren, Reader, what should we do?
Well, Sparkles, this is your story. I think it's time for you to choose who you're going to be.
Once upon a time can begin an adventure. Once upon a time can start your biography. When you close your eyes and open your imagination, you can be anything, anywhere, anytime you want to be. What's your story? Tell me what comes to your mind. What's your story? Let your imagination unwind. You can write it all down or tell it out loud from your heart. Sometimes the challenge is finding the right place to start. Others may tell you to stick to the rule book. Others may tell you to draw between the lines. Now rules and lines may all have their places, but what's in your story is yours to find. Once upon a time can begin an adventure. Once upon a time can start your biography. When you close your eyes and open your imagination, you can be anything, anywhere, anytime you want to be. What's your story? Tell me what comes to your mind. What's your story? Let your imagination unwind. You can write it all down or tell it out loud from your heart. Sometimes the challenge is finding the right place to start. You can rip out a blank page and write your own story. You can choose all your colors and pick your own plot. Your friends can help shape it, but no one can tell you what you can be and what you cannot. Once upon a time can begin an adventure. Once upon a time can start your biography. When you close your eyes and open your imagination, your story.
You're right, Lauren. This is my story. The story of Sparkles the Dragon. And my happily ever after is not with those mean dragons. It's here, in the most wonderful place I've ever seen, alongside these bunnies, who may not look much like me, but act a lot more like me than those dragons. Say, where is this place anyway? Have you ever seen a warren of pure white bunnies that are not afraid of people, or bugs, or dragons? Lauren, Reading Bug, do you know?
I don't know, Sparkles, but it sure does remind me of the meadow of gently loved rabbits from the book, The Velveteen Rabbit. The boy loved his stuffed rabbit so much that at the end, when the rabbit could no longer be with his boy, the rabbit became real and lived in a meadow full of other real rabbits.
A meadow of gently loved rabbits. Yes, that's exactly where we are. and I am a gently loved dragon. Okay, my story is about a good dragon and her friends. And in my story, we're here to save the day. I have an idea, but we'll need to work quickly. The meadow around us is full of dandelions. Start picking as many as we can. They're white and fluffy and may just fool the dragons. While you're picking dandelions, I'll gather some large rocks. We'll put the dandelions on a pile of rocks and voila! We'll have a huge white fluffy pile for the dragons when they return. Hurry!
Great plan, Sparkles. Reader, Reading Bug, help me pick as many dandelions as you can. And shoo those bunnies back into their burrows. Shoo, bunny. You can come back out later.
That's right. Back into your homes, just for a bit. We'll let you know when the coast is clear. Great job.
Hurry. They're coming back. Dump those dandelions on my pile of rocks here.
Got it.
Here they come.
We are back. Glad to see that you're still here, and with a giant, white, fluffy pile of bunnies, too. Great work, little Earthshaker. You really are a member of our Dragon Thunder, aren't you?
Sure.
Dragons, look at the tasty meal little Earthshaker has prepared for us. I've never seen a mountain of bunnies this big, have you? Everyone, dig in. Ouch! What? Rocks?
My teeth!
Ouch!
Are these rocks?
Little Earthshaker, you tricked us!
The name is Sparkles, and I'm a gently loved dragon.
My big, scary, pointy teeth are now all chipped and broken from that pile of rocks. You'll regret this trickery. If I ever see you back in our golden cave...
Remember, Nightwing, you don't have sharp teeth anymore. What are you gonna do to us? Lick us? With dull teeth like yours, you don't scare us one bit. Get out of here, all of you. And if you ever come back to the meadow of gently loved rabbits and dragons again, you'll have to deal with me.
I think I may be a gently loved dragon. Can I stay?
Me too.
Me three.
I might be one too.
Did you hear that, Reader? Some of the other dragons are gently loved dragons, just like Sparkles.
Of course you can stay. Any gently loved dragons can stay here with me. The rest of you, leave and never come back. And so, all of the dastardly dragons retreated. The bunnies were saved and the bullies defeated. And these gently loved bunnies and dragons and me formed a caring, considerate, and kind family. This is my story, a tale that's unique. We climbed up the mountain, then over its peak. And here, at the bottom, surrounded by friends, I finally reached it, my happy end.
You're right, Sparkles. This is your happy end. I'm so proud of you, and all of the rest of your gently loved thunder.
Reading Bug, Lauren, Reader, I couldn't have done it without you. Without your friendship, I'd have never found my voice, or known how to write my story, or reached this happy end. Thank you so much. Do you think maybe you want to stay here and join our gently loved group?
Oh, that does sound tempting, but I'm afraid we need to get back to our story, Sparkles. Although it sure was fun to be a character in yours for a bit. We're so proud of you.
We'll miss you, Sparkles, but we're so glad to be able to leave you with all of these new friends. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Look, Reader, the Reading Bug is opening her book bag, and it's getting bigger and bigger, big enough to fit us all inside.
Okay, it really is time to get back to our own families and our own stories, isn't it, Reader? Let's all flap our wings 3 times and jump into my magic book bag together. Are you ready? Great. Count with me. 1, 2, 3, jump!
Let's jump inside our book bag. What will we find there? Imaginations run away. What's in our book bag? Our trusty book bag. What will we learn about today?
Whoa! Here we go! It's working! I can feel myself stretching out again. That tinkles. And look around, reader. The meadow and all of the bunnies and dragons are disappearing, and we're heading back to the Reading Bug bookstore, where the shelves and books are shrinking all around us as we grow. What an amazing adventure.
It sure was. I'll never forget all of the exciting things that happened, like finding a dragon egg, or standing up to the mean thunder of dragons and saving the gently loved bunnies.
Oh, yes. Or when we fed Sparkles the spicy taco to get her to breathe fire. What parts of today's adventure will you remember most, reader?
If you loved today's adventure like I did and want to read more books about dragons or learn more about writing your own stories, then you can read any of these books in my book bag. A complete list can be found at thereadingbug.com/adventures.
Oh, look! Just like that, we're back. Thank you for all of your help on today's adventure, reader. And thanks for helping write stories. I hope you'll continue to write and send your stories to us to read.
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane, build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you. Cause you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could sing your way into a Broadway show. Don't let anyone tell you no. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can make your dreams come true just by being you.
Thank you so much for adventuring with me in the Reading Bug today. In just a minute, I'll play music for us to color to. And I can't wait to see you next time for another Reading Bug adventure. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Chloe, and Brandon Savage, Matthew and Shannon Shern, Robin Broderick, Ross Gruet, and Heather McDill. And original music was written and performed by me and my brother, Ross Gruet. The Reading Bug is a family-owned independent children's bookstore in California, and we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription box service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.